Greece's migrant crisis is deteriorating dramatically as thousands of Middle Eastern refugees are literally trapped in Greece, unable to go on into Europe or go back home. John Carr reports from Athens.
There were heart-rending scenes at the border with Macedonia, which is letting through a mere trickle of mainly Syrians, but blocking all others, mainly Afghans, and those without travel documents. The result is that here in Athens and other parts of Greece, thousands of stranded migrants wander about with no food, money, or shelter. And to make matters worse, a month-long farm protest has blocked the main road between Athens and the north, forcing busloads of migrants to sleep literally in the fields. Groups of them gather at the roadblock to shout, "We want to go." They include mothers with babes in arms, some of them hungry and ill. Some squares in central Athens have become informal camping grounds for shelterless migrants who depend on the charity of passers-by, and more come every day. So far this week, some 2,000 have disembarked at Piraeus, hoping against hope to go north. And as the government appears to be unable to act, most Greeks believe the migrant crisis is fast spiraling out of control. I am John Carr in Athens for Vatican Radio.